Hello, this is Laura Rebelke with Azure Friday, the special edition Azure Friday, where we're Azure Friday on the go here at the Build Conference. And today we're going to be talking about Azure Machine Learning. And I've got Matt Winkler, who's Group Program Manager for Machine Learning here at Microsoft. So Matt, AI has taken over Build this year. It's huge. Talk to me about what you and your team are delivering that ties into this big overall message of what we're doing with AI.
Yeah, it's incredibly exciting because we have customers who are just doing really, really amazing things.
Right.
And what they're all trying to do is build better apps. They're doing that with AI. And they're trying to make things that are more personal, and they're trying to make them more engaging and more productive. And we're seeing that with every customer that we're interacting with.
Yeah, and all of that requires just that special level of intelligence and how a developer can easily put that in their application.
Yeah, and one of the things that's really cool, I think, about what we're doing at Microsoft is we really have an entire spectrum of things for developers to use. We've got a really rich set of 30 different cognitive services, which are all pre-built. We've done all the hard work of finding the data and building the model, and all you have to do is an HTTP put. And you can find out what's in an image or translate from Chinese to Klingon or whatever you're interested in doing.
And that really is there.
It is. But then we also see a set of customers that they want more control. And they want to be able to configure what their model is doing. And they want to use a rich set of tools and frameworks. And so that's where more of the custom AI comes in.
Right.
And that's what Azure Machine Learning is. It's a platform for building custom models in Azure.
Right.
And so what we've been excited about doing this week is we've got two big announcements. The first is a set of things that we call our hardware accelerated models. And what that's doing is it's taking advantage of FPGAs or field programmable gate arrays, which are just wicked crazy fast ways to run models.
Right.
And we've
enabled that across our fleet in Azure.
Right. We've been using FPGAs across the fleet for a while to do a lot of offloading of our network processing.
Exactly. But
one of the things that we discovered a while ago in Bing is that they're also really good for executing machine learning models in real time.
Right.
And what I mean by real time is, you have a search query that comes in, and you want to be able to score that right away. You don't want to batch up 32 of them at a time. You need the absolute lowest latency for that one query. And so what we've released is the ResNet 50 model. It's a really common neural network architecture that people use for computer vision. And we've released that as a model that you can deploy onto FPGAs. And so for the first time, we're making this hardware available to all of our customers to start using. And so that's in preview today.
And what I find super exciting about that is last year at Build, I remember sitting in Mark Rusinovich's session, which was all about FPGA, and he was queuing up the fact that we do have this enabled throughout our fleet, but it wasn't yet made available for a developer, one of our customers, to take advantage of.
Right.
What you're saying is, here it is.
Here it is, and it's the start of the journey.
It's a great journey, yep.
And it is, we see that real-time need. If you're a manufacturer and you want to be able to, score an image as quickly as can to detect a fault or a failure, you don't want to batch those up.
Right.
And so this is really, across Azure, we've got a diversity of hardware and different options for people to optimize. Do you want to optimize for cost? Do you want to optimize for throughput? Do you want to optimize for latency? And you can kind of pick and choose what you want.
Right.
The second thing that we've announced is a set of packages for Azure Machine Learning.
Okay.
And this is something, as we've worked with customers building out different solutions, we've noticed a lot of common patterns. We've got teams of data scientists that go and work with customers all the time, and we find out that for vision, text, and forecasting, there's a really common set of steps that people take.
Exactly.
And so we've released a set of packages. You can just install them into a Python environment, and they really go from writing, two or three pages of code down to about 15 lines to go create an image classifier, for instance.
That makes that particular set of problems much easier for a lot more developers.
It makes it a lot more tractable for a developer. And then one of the things I really like about the way we've built them is you can accept our defaults.
Right.
So the drone demo that was shown in the keynote, they actually used the vision package in order to go build that model to detect faults on the pipes.
Right.
And they were able to turn that around really, really quickly.
Right.
But what I love about that is if the defaults don't work for you, it's very easy to kind of just keep peeling back the onion and going to the layer below. And so you can start off with a very convenient approach, but then as you need more control, you can start layering that in.
That seems to be the theme across all of our AI properties. We provide you with something very simple, like the cognitive services, where everything is already pre-built for you. It's just, like you said, a put-get. And then you can move into more customizable models, but even those start with very simple defaults. And
they should, although, you know, it's the space is incredibly broad and complex.
Yes, it is.
It's really exciting. And, you know, that's one thing we think is really important from an Azure machine learning perspective is there's a wide set of tools and frameworks that folks use,
yep.
right? Some people love TensorFlow. Other people love
yep.
PyTorch.
Absolutely.
In 6 months, we'll talk about a new one
yep.
That we're not talking about today.
Yep.
And so we've really tried to build the platform so that it allows you to get value out of that with any framework or tool that you bring. And so
Fantastic.
When we've been talking with customers here, it's been really exciting to hear, hey, I'm using this, and we can just say, yes, absolutely, let's try that.
Right, perfect, perfect. Well, where can we go to learn more?
So sure, the best place to go is azure.com/WACAI, and that's really the landing page for all of Azure AI, kind of our entire platform, and that ranges from those conversational AI, bots, and things like that,
right.
into the pre-built, that's the cognitive services, it's where we've done all the hard work, then to the custom.
Okay.
And that's what you can go check out today.
And we've got samples, we've got tutorials,
there's,
walkthroughs.
Absolutely. There's a good set of samples. A lot of times the question we get, all these folks that are sitting over here at the booth that are
right.
getting asked a lot, like, hey, how do I get started with AI, with machine learning? And so the Microsoft AI School is a really great resource for everything from 100-level classes to you know, a 400-level, like, anomaly detection with deep neural networks.
Right.
So we've got AI School, which is a great way to get started. We've got a gallery of solutions. There's over 1,000 solutions that have been
wow.
published. And
wow.
those are, you know, industry-specific. So you can go and get, you know, telecommunications churn prediction.
Right.
And you can kind of download that and get started. So those are really great places
and
to get started.
It's a great started. Way to, like you said, get started. You can then start peeling away the layers and mm-hmm. customize it to your own
yeah.
requirements.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Matt. It was great chatting
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, great,
again.
Laura.
All right. And once again, this is Azure Friday, and we've been learning about Azure Machine Learning.